Music from the Lumineers here on Radio 9. Phil Upchurch is going to take us to news time. Been George Harrison's 79th birthday, and coming up at 6 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. will take a look at the work of George Harrison. That's at 6 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. You are listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. I'm Jay Thurber. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Chernobyl nuclear power plant has been captured by Russian forces. An advisor to the Ukrainian presidential office said Thursday that for Reuters. They quote the official as saying it is impossible to say the Chernobyl nuclear power plant is safe after a totally pointless attack by the Russians. Reuters notes Russian troops took over the power plant while Ukrainian forces battled them on three sides on Thursday. They note the assault by air, land, and sea by Moscow is the biggest attack on a European state since World War II. Now to California, where the Ukrainian-American community rallied on the state capitol steps Thursday, expressing outrage over Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
Sacramento is home to about 100,000 Ukrainian-Americans who are watching events unfold in horror. Vladimir Scotts is chairman of Ukrainian-American House, a group based in Sacramento that brings the Ukrainian diaspora together. Scotts says he supports the strong financial sanctions imposed by President Joe Biden.
We are calling for the whole world, the NATO, to unite and protect Ukraine, because we have to stop this evil over there in Ukraine, because if Putin won't be stopped in Ukraine, he might go farther and bring other damages to the world.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Scotts notes in 1994, Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons in exchange for a promise from Russia and the U.S. to protect its territorial integrity. And Ukrainians, along with many Germans and Norwegians, accounted for most of the European settlers who landed in North Dakota. Their descendants now worry about what lies ahead for the country's drive for freedom following the Russian invasion.
The Ukrainian Culture Institute, based in Dickinson, says locals with ties to the country are watching the developments with great concern. UCI Director Kate Kessel says through the Homestead Act, Ukrainian immigrants came to North Dakota for farmland. Younger generations are now steeped in the American way of life, but she says they still worry loved ones back in Ukraine face the possibility of going back to Soviet-era rule.
Ukraine just celebrated their 30th anniversary of freedom. So they are a young country, yet the people, they don't want to go back to their communist and be under communist rule.
According to recent polling from the National Democratic Institute, roughly 75% of Ukrainians want to become a fully functioning democracy. I'm Mike Moen.
The governor there, Doug Burgum, issued a statement condemning the Russian actions and also expressed concerns about North Dakota farmers and business with interests in Ukraine. This is PNS.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City Online Radio.
Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're always something special to me, quite indeed. Charm as you were aging, where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
So
what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
People have all learned, but you're still learning. You use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the
kicking off the 2 o'clock hour with the Hollies, 206, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Montauk Area Chamber of Commerce will hold a women's luncheon on March 9th. This is at Huntington Bank in Jefferson Hills. The speaker is Faith Hansen, vice president of Huntington Bank. She'll be talking about maintaining effective treasury functions for your organization. For more information, go to montaukchamber.com. Registration is required by March 1st. You can also call 412-382-1022. 27.
Two's company, but three's a groove. When one of the three is a radio.
Coming up at 3 o'clock on most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Then at 5 o'clock, we break the simulcast on WRCT. It's the Kirsten and Amber Show on 88.3 WRCT. It's Chop Shop, which is confusing sounds for confusing times. Lots of good community radio coming your way no matter how you listen to Radio 9. Here's Little Joe and the Thrillers. Hope you don't have a peanut allergy, because that's what they're serving up. It's Peanuts on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Everybody that was you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes.
Bob Dylan on Radio 9, 216, much more music time. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to read that list of organizations that the Better Business Bureau says that if you want to support Ukrainian relief, these are organizations that are reliably doing relief work in Ukraine. We'll be giving you that in just a couple of minutes. We've been playing some Ukrainian music, Ukrainian bands at least, trying to keep it rock oriented. I didn't want to get in too much into some traditional music, but we will be hearing from Los Colorados again, because I did enjoy that. This is a group called Gorgasheli. They sing in both Georgian and Ukrainian, but it's a Ukrainian group. This is off their album called Rhubarb. Came out in 2010. The tune is called Don't Look at Me Like That. From their 2010 release, Rhubarb, that's Gheorghe Shelley. The title translates as Don't Look at Me Like That. Playing some Ukrainian music here in support of Ukraine and the people right now. Stay tuned for just a moment here. I'm going to give you that list of organizations that are recommended by the Better Business Bureau. I'm Jay Thurber, 220, much more music time. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Spack Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. They are committed to safety during the pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more by going to SPACbrothers.com or calling 412-362-SPAK, 412-362-7725, or SPAKbrothers.com. The Better Business Bureau says that people are receiving a lot of things, especially on social media, some of them correct, a lot of them not so correct. And one of the things that is popping up are a lot of GoFundMe and crowdfunding efforts towards supporting refugees from Ukraine and relief work within Ukraine. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, the Better Business Bureau says the concerns are growing about emergency needs of citizens. Generous donors want to help by supporting charities, but the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance is offering the following tips for donors to consider, along with a list of accredited charities that have Ukraine-related activities or plans. A couple of things to think about. The Better Business Bureau says, can the charity get to the impacted area? Not all relief organizations are positioned to provide relief quickly. Does the relief charity have a trustworthy audit, and have they been evaluated by the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance? Is the charity experienced in providing emergency relief? Does the appeal make exaggerated financial claims, such as 100% will be spent on relief? The Better Business Bureau says if you hear that, that is a warning sign. And finally, you should not be trying to send clothing and food. It is impractical. Some of the charities that pass the Better Business Bureau's tips or recommendations for the Wise Giving Alliance: Catholic Relief Services, Direct Relief, Global Giving, International Medical Corps, International Rescue Committee, Operation USA, Save the Children's, and the United States Association for the UN High Commissioner on Refugees. Now, you can go to give.org. That is give.org. Click on the link for Wise Giving Tips on Ukraine Relief Efforts to look up those charities and any others that you are interested in that may be supporting relief in Ukraine. That's a message from the Better Business Bureau.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Had enough rain, haven't we? My gosh, mostly of turning into a mushroom. Well, I've already been full of manure, so why shouldn't I turn into a mushroom? Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 36. Clear overnight, low of 26. Sunny on Sunday, 46. Monday, sunny, 38. Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 51. And I've been kept in the dark for a long time, too, let's face it. 32 right now in Beaver County, 34 in Washington, 33 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 32 at WRCT. With new music from A Day to Remember.
Sleeping in this car.
New music from A Day to Remember here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
For those who say job and you spent, the best gift in life are free. Gets to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Miller Band here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with our friend Eric O'Brien. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9. It's 2:30. These are the Beatles.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
It's a Jay Thurber twin spin.
Radio 9. Paperback writer.
Guys, you know the Beatles on Radio 900 with Jay Thurber. Don't forget at 6 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. More Beatles music than the law allows. We are, we're on 88.3 WRCT, the Carnegie Mellon student-owned radio station. We're also on Tube City Online Radio, which is nonprofit radio in McKeesport. And there's a bunch of stuff here. You know, we're in the Tube City Center, which is the old McKeesport Daily News building. There's a Tube City Cafe. There used to be Tube City Iron and Metal, but they changed their name. There's all these different things named Tube City, and there is a new restaurant here in McKeesport that I guess is going to be a brew pub, and it's called the Tube City Brew House. So I got a voicemail here from a lady who wants reservations for a seating for tonight, and I've got bad news for her.
Jay Thurber!
Music! And she could order a pizza, maybe. I don't know. Wednesday's Ash Wednesday means Mardi Gras on the way. Johnson, Carnival Time. Yeah, Mardi Gras is Tuesday next week, March 1st. Ash Wednesday is it's the next day. I think National Pancake Day is also celebrated on Tuesday, so get your butter and syrup ready. Here's Paul Simon. Take me to the Mardi Gras. From 1973, I think that's on the There Goes Rhymin' Simon album. That's Paul Simon, Take Me to the Mardi Gras on Radio 9.
Making your day a little brighter is quite enough for us.
The Dolly Parton Imagination Library is expanding in Pittsburgh. Zip codes 15131, 15132, 15025. 15148, 15140, and 15045 have been added to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which provides a free children's book free of charge every month for parents in those zip codes. For more information, go to readingreadypittsburgh.org and click the link to learn more about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which has been expanded to six more zip codes in the Pittsburgh area. Here's Harry Nielsen.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes.
banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. A stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you.
Harry Nielsen. Everybody's talking.
If you're staying in town this weekend, if you're a visitor or just passing through, here's what to do in our town this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Things are opening back up again. The CDC now saying that if you're fully vaccinated, don't need to wear a mask, and the news report I heard yesterday is that 95% of Pennsylvanians now have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Here's the music calendar for today, February 26th, 2022. At Preserving Underground, it's Post-Mortal Procession with Fall of Babylon, Grave Birth, and Assault on Fifth. At 7 o'clock at the Greer Cabaret, it's the Tiger Maple String Band at 7 o'clock at Government Center. Days Off, AJ Gout Zilkilla. I'm sure I mangled that one. And Alyssa Scott. One thing we haven't had for 2 years is Jay Thurber trying to read band names cold and screwing them up. 7 o'clock at Roboto, it's Nice. With Lady Pills, Wasted Space, and Overweather. At 7 o'clock at Stage AE, it's Zoso. 7:30 at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, Calliope presents Windborne. At 8 o'clock at Club Cafe, it's Joe Purdy with Earl Buck. At 8 o'clock at Jurgles, Lauren Elena with Spencer Crandall. Mr. Smalls at 8 o'clock presenting a special night of R&B hosted by E. Cruz. At 8 o'clock at Spirit Hall, Machine Girl with Eviction. At 8 o'clock at Thunderbird, it's Hallelujah Hell Yeah, an album release show by String Machine. At 9 o'clock at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, it's Sober Clones album release show. And at 9 o'clock at Spirit Lodge, it's Kai Alice. On Sunday, it's 6 o'clock at Spirit Hall. It's Illuminati Hotties and Fenny Lily with Pom Pom Squad. At 8 o'clock at Club Cafe on Sunday, it's Wishbone Ash. And at 9 o'clock, I will be at the Arsenal Lanes for a Sunday night oldies party. That's me, Jay Thurber, at the good old Arsenal Lanes there in Larryville. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Radio 9.
Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and mind?
and show you the colors that are spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Radio 9. Sports and weather coming up next. A little bit more music, though, from Ukraine's own Los Colorados.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake. And I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
We've been playing some Ukrainian rock music today for kind of obvious reasons, right?
Jay Thurber!
The Pulse of Pittsburgh Radio.
And here's a band that we heard earlier, but, well, I want to hear them again. Can't get enough accordion rock.
Tell me I'm the only one wanna come out tonight. Yeah.
think about you. You keep me warm at night. Never wanna let you go. No, you make me feel alright. Yeah. Keep on whispering in my ear. Tell me all the things that I wanted to hear. Cause it's true. That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you.
Weird Al Yankovic vibes, right?
Hey!
From Turnipil, Ukraine. That's Los Colorados here on Radio 9, winding down this week's installment of the Radio 9 Mess. The show resumes Saturday at noon. Noon to 3 on 88.3 WIRCT and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, the Gigglepuss Broadcasting System. And there's a rerun on Sundays and Wednesdays from noon until 3. Okay? All right. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien.
Your front row center at the ball game.
The Pittsburgh Riverhounds this afternoon hosting an exhibition game at Highmark Stadium. They are hosting the Louisville City Football Club. Carnegie Mellon basketball closing out its season on the road at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Right now, the men's team leads Case Western by a score of 47-35. Women's team taking the court at 4 o'clock. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the New York Rangers tonight at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 3 o'clock. Pens looking to stop a three-game skid. They will be without defenseman Mike Matheson. He's on a week-to-week basis after an upper body injury. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Nashville Predators hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. That game gets underway at 7:30. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon, but no precipitation in the forecast, which is a nice break from the last few days. Looking for a high this afternoon of 36 degrees now. Mostly clear overnight, 26. Sunny on Sunday, 46. Slight chance of rain mixed with snow on Sunday night, low 21. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 51. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 32 in Beaver County, 33 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 32 also at street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood at WRCT. We're going to leave you with some more Ukrainian rock music. I'm just trying to think. Oh, this is the one I wanted to play. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A group called the Hajdukin Brothers. Don't forget, on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, I've got a link to the Better Business Bureau if you're looking for groups you can support.
Як півень курку, я не такої вроди, тот, що дорогу в курку спістив. Ногая літа, ногая літа, твої нога, твої нога. Ще раз ногая літа, ногая літа. Коли ти був підкаблучник,
отвечаю за свій базар. Я зачав як співочий щеглик.
That's the Hayduken Brothers. I'm Jay Thurber, and I'm Hayduken on out of here. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you will be. Don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
From McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
She doesn't see.